Hello, and welcome to Cougar's podcast on Pi, Pi, and Phi, and my dog. First, what is Pi? Sarah, would you like to answer this question first? What is Pi, spelled P-I?
It is ongoing infinite number that has...
Moving on, Connor, do you know what Pi, spelled P-I, is?
I know the first 76 digits of pi. Do you want me to recite them for you?
Yes.
Okay, I might mess up, so I'll... Okay. 3.14159265353589793238462643383279502884197169993759973754592307816407852097145822097814456286. I think that's right.
Okay, so Connor, what made you want to memorize pi?
So in 7th grade, I was in a math class, and my teacher had the first 75 digits of pi on her wall. I got extremely bored. Her name was Mrs. Bagley. She's actually a great teacher, but, you know. So I got more bored than I would like to admit. So I was like, okay, there's pi on the wall. Why not memorize it? And so I just started memorizing it. I memorized probably the first, like, 35 of them before I realized they're kind of separated into 5-numbered chunks, and so I took a new 5-numbered chunk every day and memorized it, and then I just stitched them all together. It took me a few months to memorize it, but it was worth it. I don't know. It was worth it. It was pretty great.
So why do you know 76 digits?
So I was bored, and so I went online and looked up the first however many digits. I don't know how many. A lot. I tried to memorize more of them, but I only ended up memorizing the number 6, which is the 76th digit of pi.
Okay. Does anyone know what this number represents? No?
It's used... It's used to calculate the circumference and the radius and area and volume of a sphere and circle.
Very good.
And surface area.
Now, next question. What is pi... spelled P-I-E. Sarah, take this.
A pastry is a pastry that has dessert, well, like fruit or meat or vegetables in it.
Connor, would you like to elaborate?
It's a normally circular dish that has a crust, and then you have a filling, which if it's a dessert pie, you could fill it with... Or there's not really dessert pies. There are dessert pies, but you could fill it with chocolate chips. That's my family's favorite kind. Or you could fill it with fruit, like cherries or peaches. Or if it's like a dinner pie, you could fill it with meat, like Sarah said. Or we do a chicken pot pie. That's a type of pie, but it's more of a dinner pie.
So on that note, Megan from our live feed asked on Twitter, is a shepherd pie really considered a pie? Connor, would you like to answer this?
What's a shepherd pie?
Shepherd pie is a dish that has a crust that is filled with mashed potatoes with chunks of beef, usually covered in cheese. So is it a pie?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. In every way, shape, and form, it is a pie.
Yes. Based on the Dictorian definition that we got from Sarah and Connor. Next, what is phi? Sarah?
It is the golden ratio.
Very good. It is the golden ratio, which is calculated finding the by finding the radius of a pentagon. Pentagon.
Radius of a pentagon. That's
yes,
not
it's
a thing.
It's found using the long ways of a pentagon compared to the side, whatever it is. It is also known as the golden ratio. Moving on. I want to tell you a little story. Story time. So one time, I had a dog.
Wow.
And we made chocolate cream pie. And that chocolate cream pie was eaten by the dog, because he climbed up on the counter, thanks to giving hate, ate the pie. And we all thought he was dead because we noticed that there was an empty pie pan until we looked in the fridge and realized that the chocolate cream pie was actually still in the fridge and he had only eaten the apple pie. Luckily, he was okay.
I thought he was in the fridge at first. He said, and we looked in the fridge and I was like, oh, now the dog's in the fridge, isn't it?
Okay. Sorry, that was a pretty useless story, but it had the word pie in it, so it kind of related to this thing. Mm-hmm. Do you know where a pie day comes from?
Define comes from. I know it's on March 14th, because those are the first three digits of pi.
3.14.
Who pointed out Pi Day, and who first started celebrating it? Christopher Columbus.
Some random hobo in the 1940s.
Christopher Columbus, why do you say he celebrated Pi Day first?
Because he was born.
Because he was born.
No, he was bored.
He was bored like Connor?
Yeah.
That's the reason that's the only reason anyone ever does anything with pie of any way.
So yes,
they're also hungry.
So yes, he was sitting there in ancient Spain saying, "Oh, Mayo
pie language
in
pie
language.
Spanish,
yeah,
pie language.
Ancient Spanish, and he's like, "Oh, this day is March 14th, must be Pi Day." Even though I don't think they had any idea what pi was back then.
They didn't. They hadn't calculated it. At least I don't think they did.
But it was Thomas Jefferson.
Who invented the light bulb. Yes. And then the same day as he perfected the light bulb, invented pi. P-I.
Yeah.
Pi. Say it with me. Pi.
But then also Thomas Edison, the third president of our United States, if you don't know, he also brought national notice to this phenomenon called pi, and he was like, "Hey, this math term has a funny name. Let's celebrate it."
Say it with me, pi.
But then also Thomas Edison, the third president of our United States, if you don't know, he also brought national notice to this phenomenon called pi, and he was like, "Hey, this math term has a funny name. Let's celebrate it." But oh wait, no, we're getting a tweet that apparently there was a college professor in 1984 who to his math students told them about pi, and then they found the March 14th and found that happy whatever.
Impossible. It was clearly invented by Thomas Jefferson.
No, apparently it was invented by this weird college professor. Do you know
it was invented by cows! They create whipped cream.
You know my uncle's a college professor, but
really?
But he doesn't know much about pie.
Nuh-uh.
He knows a lot about pie. He's memorized the first 100 digits, not to put your 76 digits.
He was bored.
Because he was bored.
No.
I am wounded. You have
anyway,
lied.
The answer to this question is a college professor in 1984 in San Francisco came up with Pi Day. And he's like, "Hey, this math term has a funny name. Let's celebrate it."
And that's why the U.S. is the best.
That's why that's why Pi Day was invented. It became a worldwide phenomenon, or at least a nationwide.
Phenomenon. Sorry.
Or it is at least a nationwide phenomenon. Pi. We like pie.
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 Pie. We like pie. 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 Pie.
3.14159263583273 8 8 4 1 9 7 1 6 9 3 9 9 3 7 5 1 0 5 8 2 0 9 7 4 9 4 4 5, 9, 2, 3, 0, 7, 8, 1, 6, 4, 0, 6, 2, 8, 6.
Very good. Or it is a dessert filled with apple or other fruits and vegetables or meat or mashed potatoes.
I'm loving this.
Thank you.
We could turn this into a rap if you wanted to.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. This was produced by Pi, and the Pi Foundation, the Pi Charities, and Michael Jordan Pi. Thank you, and goodbye.